girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she dripping swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she dripping swag goo. Oh,
I may be young, but I'm ready to give you all my love. I told my girl you can get it. Don't slow it down, just let it go. So in love, I'll give it all away. Just don't tell nobody tomorrow. So
Life at Dusk Live, a special hump day after dusk edition of the show. And today's show is entitled Seti J Thoughts. Seti J Thoughts is a special segment I'm starting. I decided to start for today. You know, every now and then it'll be like a short segment of the show, but this is going to be, but today it'll be an entire show of it. Kind of gets you used to what is to be coming up soon in the near future. And it basically got started off based off of me on Instagram, which, you know, my Instagram shares with Facebook, all that good stuff. So it basically got started from Instagram where I, a lot of times people have been noticing that I'm really blunt about a lot of things, even just listening to the show, period. I mean, you're doing that. But I decided to take it a step further and just really keep delving into stuff that people really want to say, but they really don't want to because they don't want to come off as being mean. So, you know, although a lot of people see me as the nice person, this is my chance to kind of show the other side where Yes, man. I'm a nice person, but there I do have limits. And there's stuff I think about that, as far as part of being nice, there's a lot of things that you sometimes you don't say that's left in your head, and you're like, man, if I said it out loud, people won't be able to handle it. Well, that's what Seti J Thoughts is all about. It's where I share some of my thoughts on certain stuff that I think is just craziness. Like, one I posted earlier on Instagram was of Seti J Thoughts. And it's, and of course, it's a hashtag, so you can use the hashtag. When a woman puts a regular picture, puts up a regular picture, she gets a few thumbs up. The moment she puts up a model photo, all of a sudden, dudes want to flex like they are photographers. So, I say my thought. So, the way it's going to work is, I say my thought, and then I go in why I thought the way I did. So, oh yeah. I'm going to definitely do that. All right, so, that being said, I want to talk about this entire post I even put up in the first place. And if you listen to quite a bit of shows where we have models on here or have photographers, people, anyone in the industry, period, we brought this up quite a bit. And, you know, people, we talk about GWCs. This kind of is a lot more specific on a particular type of GWC, which actually is part of the cause and effect. And a lot of times, man, I know that, you know, it drives me so insane. And I made this post because, as you guys know, I've managed two models now. Shout out to Star Royal. Shout out. To China Doll, my girl Khadija, a.k.a. China Doll. Big ups to both of them. And I watch how people act when they go on these comments. And it just kills me because these same dudes, who seen you out about, who saw you post stuff up and whatnot, don't say one thing to you. The moment you put up a modeling picture, you know, all of a sudden these dudes are going to be photographers all of a sudden. And so it's kind of annoying to watch because, again, it goes back to our problem we talk about here a lot, where it's so many people doing it that it messes it up for the people who's really out here trying to work. So you got to sit here and always make a case that you're not doing no shicey stuff because of people that's acting ratchet like that. So it's just crazy, man. Let's go a little deeper onto that. Let me put it this way. Yeah, I know people say thirsty, and a lot of times we talk about thirst traps and all that, but sometimes it's not a thirst trap. There's a difference. If a guy, you know, it's one thing if a dude is being thirsty or whatnot, but when you really trying to make a case so hard that you want to shoot a model, and the way you do it, it sounds like more sort of flirting than it is about working. As a model, how am I supposed to feel about that? Like, just the extra thirst. You know, it's just taking over. It's one thing that, yeah, if a girl's dressed a certain way, okay, you act a certain way, whatever. I kind of give you the benefit of doubt of that. But all this fake behind root, like that's just what people have come to think, and it's annoying. So many dudes see that, and they see that this opportunity of, oh man, I want to be, you know, if I want to get with her or want to I want a chance to see her naked or something, or just a chance to try to get her naked. I'm going to go into photography and I'm going to become a photographer. And I put that all, everything I just said, it's all in quotation marks because I don't really believe, because, you know, really, can you really give those people that title? But So people all of a sudden want to be photographers because they see these models and they're like, oh, my God, gay girl, shoot, man, let me get you behind my camera. Like, it's annoying, and especially when these dudes are, well, and like, you ask for a photographer, you're booking for photographers, and a dude comes in, I got my camera phone, shoot, or another one where it's not always a photographer, but it's also these dudes is all of a sudden models all of a sudden. Yeah, shoot, yeah, you need somebody to pose with sometime, let me know, I can pose with you. Like, dude, like, just give it up. Like, if you're not, it's so annoying because on this flip side of that post, it's models that like doing thirst traps, that like those type of dudes because they want it, because they're trying to see if they can attract a certain type of dude, and they want to be worshipped. And I know that part of, like, women love to be told they're beautiful. I understand that. But let's not go as far as do so much, like, having to, you know, as far as having to, like, yeah, do modeling in order to do that. Like, just be yourself and just be sexy. And stop trying to appease these people online all the time. It's not going to do you any good. Just do, like, if you're not in this modeling stuff for, you know, to be serious, you're wasting so many people's time because you're wasting resources. People that is really out here trying to work, and sometimes y'all burn out some of these good photographers with, you know, or some of these good models by in this freaking industry, you know, wasting time. We don't got, no one has time to waste, and I wish people would start getting that. No one has time to waste, man. And I don't know about y'all, but I try to make every moment count. Because end of the day, last time I checked, I wasn't famous yet, nor was I rich. And even if I was, I was still working behind off. That's just how I personally feel. I always felt that you should go hard at what you want to do. Like, always go hard, man. Like, don't just half do stuff. Like, go hard. And at the end of the day, at the end of every day, when stuff is not going as right, you know, you can still be able to sit back and say, you know what, I put my best foot forward. But then guess what you do after that? You keep putting your best feet forward after that. Continually do so. Like, don't give up, man. It's nothing more that I hate, you know, watching people just give up so easily on something they said it was a dream. Or, like, I mean, I've had people, I mean, and I'll be keeping real, I've had people who came on this show who've been interviewed and have said, hey, ever since I was a little girl, I always wanted to be a model. And let me go ahead and put the precursor on that, too. I understand, yeah, sometimes it'd be wearing because you are working hard and some of these idiots in here, again, burn you out. That's understandable. But for the people who are in this that, they just don't like the hard work. They just want to hurry get the picture. They can put it online and have people hit like and say, oh, my God, it's so great. Like, it's not enough. Because in the day, it's not helping you. It's not helping the model. It's not helping the photographer. It's not helping no one. I love this because my boy, Tom Sparks, I am going to quote you, sir. Sorry if you didn't want to be quoted, but y'all know how I do it. I see it in my timeline. I'm going to quote it. And Tom Sparks said something very interesting. And I say this a lot, not necessarily the exact words, but something along those lines that he was talking about. And I'm going to it. And it was on Instagram. So shout out to, you know how we do it, live and direct. We do this on the fly and go dig up this stuff. So, and I want to make sure I quote this perfectly. I don't, because I want people to really, really, really get the gist of what's going on. So let's see. Goodness. Now, any other time when I'm trying to run, you know, when I'm going to my timeline, I can't stop running to his post. Now that I'm trying to find his post, I can't find him. Like, what's going on, Tom? Tom, you knew I was. You mean you didn't know, but you know I knew that I was gonna be trying to get to your post and it's gonna be easy. Now you wanna make it difficult? Come on, Tom. I don't feel like trying to type your name. And I'll be and then see, and y'all could be saying, why you don't remember his Instagram name? Well, he got two Instagrams. Okay, there we go. Bam, took me forever, but I got it. All right, so he has one that said, there's a post where it's just a picture that has just a caption on it. And it says, 20K followers and 30 likes. It's not about how many followers you have. It's about how many supporters you have. Anyone can buy or acquire followers, but will they support you should be the question. That being said, it's because you get a bunch of likes in your picture. Does it mean that you're working hard? Because just like anyone can buy followers, anybody can buy likes. In the day, are you able to turn those likes into legitimate support? Like, heck, I mean, are these people sharing your products or your service or whatever? And they're like, for instance, if I put up something and I talk about my radio, hey, check out my radio show, guess what happens? See, not only do people like my stuff, they go sharing, they share it, or they go tell their friends, hey man, you gotta go check your show out, and that's how we got to where we are now. The number, you know, and that's why a lot of people, that's why I do every now and then where I do this post where I show the numbers for the show, because at the end of the day, people listen, and great, it's a great thing about podcasts because people can go listen back if they miss it. And people listen. It just the fact that some people are so enamored by if you don't have a bunch of likes and followers is not about nothing. But that's crazy. End of the day, people know how I feel about certain certain social networks. I appreciate you for hitting like, but it would be more beneficial if you click in what I'm promoting, and then you can go this. Then you can show the numbers there. That's where the numbers count. And numbers count on the content, not on the freaking social media that you got going on. Just, hey, all right, here we go. So, as simple as that. So, kind of going into a little bit why am I playing Beyonce today. Well, being Beyonce's birthdays are a day apart. Beyonce's birthday is on September 4th, and mine is on September 3rd, which is tomorrow. So, yeah, tomorrow's my birthday. And I like to play some of her music, dub as we call it, leading up into our days. So yeah, but we got a big weekend. Can't wait. Still some surprises. Y'all have to just pay attention to my timeline. You'll be able to kind of get the gist of what I got coming up or whatnot. So what is the next? So for of course you played Party earlier by Beyonce. Which it was definitely, it was no way I can start the show off without making that. That's crime. That is crime. So, yeah, what are we going to do? We're going to keep the party going. And we're going to play another Beyonce track. It says Countdown, because we're counting down to our birthdays. Let's get it. We'll be back after this on Life That Does Live. Ceddy J Thoughts.
Boy, killing me softly, and I'm still falling. Still the one I need, I won't be with you. Me in show them how you ride it. Mace in my booth, and my booth lip blocking. All up in the back, cause the chicks keep blocking. All that gets up in 10 years, stop it. London, speed it up, Houston, rock it.
Welcome back, everyone, to Life That Does Live. Your boy, Seti J. And today's special segment is called Seti J Thoughts. Hashtag Seti J Thoughts. Oh, my God, man. I got so many thoughts on my mind that sometimes I just don't say out loud, but I'm going to go ahead and address them. That's what this segment is all about. The hashtag is all about. So, my next thought. Is, man, some of the stuff people post online. My God. I just don't get the ratchetness, man. Like, it's something that just, I go to my timeline and I just hit scroll as fast as I can. Because there's so many people, they put up stuff, and I'm like, I'm over it. Like, everything don't need to be shared. I see some of the stuff y'all share, y'all be killing me. Yeah, I see. Greg, yes. I do this show at this time now. I told you that. I told you we moved the show to this time, Greg. I saw his chat that he just sent me. Yeah, when we moved, we always just kind of remind everyone. We moved the show to this time as of last week. And we're going to stay at this time, man. I kind of like it. Sometimes I like doing late, but then, you know, I saw the opportunity. There was an opportunity. It was a sign from God to jump earlier, and I definitely stayed going early. I love it. It's in the 7 o'clock hour in my time zone. It's pretty awesome. Can't knock that back at all. Yes. Oh God. Thanks, Greg. Thanks for reminding me. I know. That's exactly why I don't have to do a task. Because let me tell you what Greg said. Because I cleaned it up a little. He said that he thought, you know, what am I gonna do when Arrow comes back on? You mean Arrow? Not just Arrow, Greg. What about Flash? How'd you do that? How'd you forget that Flash was coming back on? You just kind of just singled out. Hey, we're just gonna talk about Arrow, but you didn't think about Flash. You know, a lot of times I don't know, man. I watch basketball games and football games while the show was on a lot of times, and it's crazy because these are something to say, Jay thoughts, some of the things to think in my head. A lot of times, like whenever. There's a Monday night football game on, and of course our show comes on Mondays too. But our old time slot, I would be like near the tail end of the game, so that's when like really everything starts getting extra real in. Now I'm at the beginning, so it's crazy. But I do get to watch Monday night countdown before the show, so I'm excited about that. But starting this time is right in the prime time slots. It's doing football season. What kind of crazy person am I? It's doing the new like season premiere, or series premiere season, all that good stuff. What was I thinking? I know. What am I gonna do, people? I'm going to be on the air. Yeah, I mean, I can still make it happen. You, Greg, you must not know. How many times I multitask of watching shows. And doing the show. It can be done. Because y'all know me. I will give y'all a play-by-play if I got to. I won't spoil alert too much. So yeah, Greg, that's how we're doing, man. I'll spoil alert. So if it's a day you missing your show, and I'm watching the show while I'm doing the show, I'm gonna like kind of spoil it for everybody. So yes, people, don't kill me. But oh my God, man. Some more City J thoughts. There's another thought that comes to mind. Again, about people posting stuff on Facebook or Twitter, Instagram. I just don't too much care for. Like some of the stuff people share, I'm like, why did you share that? Or my favorite thing is these game requests. Let me tell you, and this is why these are City J thoughts, because these are things I think in my head that a lot of times some people think too. It's not just my thoughts. These are thoughts that other people think. But to protect them, because they don't want to admit they're mean, like myself, I'll do the dirty work for them. So they become my thoughts. So, let me tell you about this game request. I can't believe we still getting game requests, people. I absolutely hate when you go into your freaking timeline and look at the top right corner and you start seeing, or you get look at your notifications or the app or not, and you see these freaking game requests. People, I don't give a damn about these game requests. Please stop sending them. Goodness, stop playing these whack behind games that make you feel like you guys send requests. It doesn't matter. Like, stop doing it. Stop it. I understand, you need a freaking ticket for Candy Crush, or, hey, you trying to get a freaking black sheep for Farmville, some kind of crazy crap. I mean, it's always something. Do something better. I mean, because you know what bugs me? A person, and this is what some people, for all the promoters out there, I know y'all feel some type of way. But I am going to get on y'all, too, in this same breath in a moment, too. So don't think y'all off the hook. Where people will get mad because you send them an event invite, but they got a nerve to send you a game invite. Like, man, that game invite ain't going to do nothing for me. We're trying to do something for fun and business and whatnot. Hey, support my business. And you got a nerve to get mad. Now, on the flip side, I'm one of those people that do hate event invites every now and then. And I'll tell you why. I hate it when people do that and it's for events that are not in your area. You have got to be kidding me, man. Like, I hate this. And this is garbage cracks me up. When a promoter is like, hey, you're going to be happy you host a party, and they want to freaking take control of your Facebook and say, hey, we're going to make an event for you and invite your friends. And they invite the entire friends list. That is so stupid. What is the point in that? Like, this is what I do. And I got my stuff, and Facebook does the dirty work for you a lot. You pay attention to how they got the invite set or whatnot. I pay attention to people in my area, general school population in this area. I've even at one point in time on Facebook, and I slowly got to kind of revamp that again, have put people into lists so I know who to promote to for certain stuff. And y'all be killing me, man. Like, I'm not coming to your event all the way in Turkey. Like, stop sending me invites to Turkey. Hey, man, we got my birthday party getting turned up in Turkey. Like, stop sending us event advice for that, man. We ain't got no time for that. Now there is a catch 22. Sometimes these invites are for things like, hey, come check out my radio show. Hey, it's a deadline for the magazine. Hey, just different stuff that. You know, like, first, or, hey, watch this new episode of this show I'm putting out. People do that all the time. And it's stuff and it's usually in the freaking location from the comfort of your home or on your mobile device, whatever. I'm down with those because those are things that you can actually do and it doesn't matter your location. So if I get those, I won't be too apprehensive. But then wait, there's more. If you want no monkey, you want no monkey see, monkey do people that you only freaking send me an invite when it's, you know. You know, just to be sent to him, but you don't fucking nothing I do is purposeless. It's the same way how I feel about this birthday. So people know how I've been going in about that. I am so sick of this every year. And you know what? That's one of the politics I hate about doing birthday part, you know, being a promoter. And some people might say, hey, I'm a whack promoter for not loving to do it. But this is how, I mean, this is my thing. I like to actually contact the people, man. And these are people, and like a lot of times people I have host events are people who I'm in contact with quite often. Not just some random monkey see, monkey do person. Like, hey, oh, let's go ahead and let's have them host a birthday party. Like, I just don't like that. And because here's my thing. And this is what y'all be killing me, some of these promoters out here. And people that listen to the show, you're getting your feelings, but oh well. I'm saying what, again, that's why these are Steady J thoughts. That is what I think, and I'm thinking out loud. At least I'm thinking out loud. And it's not, and sometimes other people think the same way. They just won't say it. And that's another reason why it's called Steady J thoughts, because, again, like I said earlier, I'm claiming as my thoughts so that they don't have to say it for me. I say it for them so they don't have to feel guilty about telling you these things. These are some of the top things that annoy me about some of these birthday and party invites and hosting. First of all, I can't stand hosting crap because I hate when people are on a flyer saying they're hosting, or people make these flyers and people are hosting, and they don't do one of these two things. Either A, you know, because you got to at least do one of them. You ain't doing one of them, you're counterproductive. If you're not A, you're not bringing, and people not coming out because of what you're doing, or B, you're not the most turned up person at your event, it means nothing to me. Like, that is so whack. And then, number three. I'm gonna change. This is not really changing the game. It's not reinventing the wheel. This has been done plenty of times, especially some of the promotion teams that got photographers in their core promotion teams. Can we please, before we do these freaking flyers, can we offer doing people a free picture for the flyer? Can we take it back to doing that? Because I hate these pictures that people send in for these flyers. And it's like basically, like I joke around all the time saying, it's like taking a car magnet and putting it on a freaking Ferrari. Like, stop putting the car magnets on Ferraris, man. It's not cute. It doesn't look good. Just stop it. It's a waste of time. Like, I hate it. And my favorite one is, when y'all sitting in these bathroom pics, why is that the picture? Why is that the picture on the freaking flyer, people? And people are like, oh, I'm hosting tonight. Like, that shit looks so fucking whack. And it for me, I'm looking at you as a promoter, it kind of makes you look kind of corny. Yeah, if you provide, the more people, and people have this thing, yeah, we have, if the more people that's hosting the event, the more people that's coming out. And then you have to tell you, I got people that's on the thing hosting that's not showing up. Like, that's crazy. Stop having people hosting that's not hosting. Y'all killing me. Stop doing it. And just step the game up on the. And then while we at it, a lot of times, man, I see some of y'all flyers. That must be irking the crap out of me. My 3-year-old niece could do better than some of these flyers. Y'all look like y'all just went and freaking used a template creator on Microsoft Paint and said, hey, you know what? We're going to make a freaking party flyer right now. No. Hold a better standard of yourself. And that kind of goes back to, I want to quote my boy Greg. So, Greg, thank you for listening. Because you came in handy on this one. About people using a service. Use the service. Like, stop taking the cheap route so much that, oh, I don't want to pay a graphic designer. So instead of paying a graphic designer, you go make this corny ass flyer because you don't want to pay someone to do it. How about we pay people? How about, you know, invest what, you know, you get out what you put in. Invest into these people, man. Like, stop trying to do everything. And everything has to be all in the house. Like, there's people who want to be Mr. I do it alls. Can we get back to the days where people are trying to do job creation? And that's the thing. Like, people don't realize, like, people are like, where are the jobs? Where are the jobs? It's the same reason, like, in the corporate world was going on. It's just what's going on in the everyday world, too. With people with, you know, just had this, you know, small business where y'all sit here and you try to compile all these jobs in one person because you don't want to pay another person. That's the result of what goes on. So if you, the more you compile, the less jobs there are, obviously. And that's the problem that goes on. Not, again, that's what happens just on the everyday spectrum, man. Now, let alone in the entertainment industry. Stop trying to do it all. You want people to pay you for your work, right? Then why don't you start paying people and let it reciprocate? You pay people, good fortune will come to you. And that's just how you do. I watch some of y'all, man. Y'all want everybody to pay, come to y'all stuff and pay for it, this, that, and the third, but y'all don't go support other people's stuff. In the day, I wish somebody would sit here and lie and say, I don't do that. You'll be the biggest lie ever, because I sit here and do that for a lot of people. And even deeper setting, Jay thought, sometimes I get tired of supporting some of y'all. Because if y'all get the support back, there's no reason doing it. No reason. This is how I feel. And yeah, sometimes you do things to people without expecting nothing in return. But you know what we call that? We call that charity. That's basically what charity is, people. You do things not expecting anything in return. Therefore, you are a charity case. And if you're not charity, then we need to be trading stuff off. Simple as that. Or I'm going to start writing off my taxes for doing charitable causes. Killing me, man. Step it up. All right, here we go. We're going to take it back to another. Again, Beyonce's birthday is the day after mine. They call it B-Day. And I'm calling my birthday officially from now on Steady J Dust Day. I think about doing something cool. I'll tell you guys when I come back from the show, come back from the song, what I have in store to do this year for my birthday going forth. So I'm excited. It's something I really want to start doing. And y'all find out. We'll be back. This track here is an old track. This is Destiny Child, Jumpin' Jumpin'. And that doesn't even play out the party tracks from Beyonce, right? I know. I pay attention. Good job.
Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown. And now you fellas, leave your girl with a friend. Cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping.
Oh, my girl, all right?
All you ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown. And now you better leave your girl with a friend. Cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping. Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown. And now you better leave your girl with a friend. Cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping.
All right, we're back. We got about 15 minutes left here on Life After Dusk Live. Yeah. So, what do I have left in this long list of craziness? I've been really thinking about this. So this is just really crazy, man. It's a lot of thoughts. These just really, really, really slim pickings of some of the thoughts I think about. Oh, if y'all only knew. If only you knew. So, let me go ahead and get into this point that's next up. I'm having to breathe. And these are just random thoughts I see my timeline all the time. And I'm like, okay, great. This is great. Now, when I see this stuff about artists that continually, you know, it's one thing, hey, separate the music from the person. I understand they'll separate whatever talent person has, football, whatever, separate whatever from the person. But, you know, I could forgive a person one time, but damn it, this person keep doing stuff, I can't keep forgiving them. Like, the buck has to stop somewhere, man. And what pisses me off is y'all wouldn't show the same respect to people on an everyday basis. So if that's the case, since that being the case, then why can't y'all do that for everyone else? It's ridiculous. I don't get it. Again, like, it's no point in it. Cut it out. And wow, okay, I guess, I mean, I can tell this is definitely a freaking template, but this is a pretty decent flyer to look at. But it's a template. And I'm kind of going, before I go into my next point, I'm gonna tail back off of what we were just talking about. Still about events. Can y'all please stop having models hosting that's not? Can y'all stop having models on the freaking things that are not gonna be at your event? Nothing bugs me more than to see it. If they're not gonna be at your event, there's no point. Really, there's no point. Stop having random models on the freaking post, man. Don't. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, oh my God, it's going to make our event look. Y'all are so corny for this because y'all had this notion that, oh my God, it's going to make our event look that much better if I put this fake ass model that's not, you know, that's coming to our event. They're not coming to your event. There's no reason to have them on there. Stop being so freaking corny. Like, the model's not going to be there. Stop having them on the flyer. Y'all being y'all respective cities. Y'all got plenty of professional models. The problem is, here's what y'all problem is. Y'all don't want to pay these models. So that's what the main aggression is. Y'all don't want to pay these models. So your whole entire thing is, oh, let me not get no professional ones. Pay them, man. Pay them. Pay up. Especially if you're making some decent coin every week, man. Pay the models, man. It'd be different if you're working your way up. So you're still working your way up, and y'all having and when you first like start out, you having slow nights at first. That's understandable. You starting something out, people can understand that. But if you doing really good and you too cheap to pay for a promotion team, and or pay for talent, you are wasting time. Stop always waiting to pay for the celebrities. pay for them. I guarantee this, especially if it's the right model. If y'all start paying these models to host y'all events, I guarantee y'all, man, they will go hard in the paint for you. It's something like, again, if you got an event that's making some decent coin, start paying these models to host, man, because they can do it. And y'all start relying just on social media to promote your event. That's so whack. Like, get out. What happened to? Don't give me this whole thing that flyers are out. Like, people don't accept. People don't like flyers no more. They don't like. Yeah, people don't like flyers in that goddamn car that you keep hanging them on. Yes, I was one of the promoters before. I used to put flyers in the car. And you know what? Honestly, every time I did that, I felt so stupid because I already said to myself, why the heck would I want flyers in my car? Now, it is effective sometimes. Some people take the flyers and they throw them across the street as far as they can. But sometimes, like, for instance, I see a flyer in my car, I'll pick it up and look. I want to see if I actually look at the flyer. I'm not going to sit here in front with you. But the thing is, sometimes people get so, when it's just so prevalent of just doing it, and that's the only way you do it, like, give it to people hand to hand, man. It's the same way just sending random event invites, man, or these copy and paste behind messages that y'all want to act like y'all personally inviting somebody out to something. People like feeling important. Make people feel important. Actually invite them out. Because people like being talked to as a friend. Because you know a lot of times, you want to know when your events become successful. When you got, before I even get to your end of the bargain, when these people that's coming out to your event and they go tell their friends, ooh, you girl, we got to go to this tonight. Oh, bro, we got to go out to this. It's because they're talking to them as a friend. So as a friend, you can have a little more finagle room in doing it. So y'all got to come off as that. And don't be fake about it. Like, be genuine. First of all, a lot of times why people won't pay attention to y'all stuff, it goes back against what I said earlier. If you're not paying attention and if you're not supporting them in some type of way, then they're not going to support you. And a lot of times, it's free to support these people. Y'all be killing me. So that's my rant about, I didn't got enough about the events. Goodness. I'll be here all freaking day talking about that. Let's see. I got more comments. Is this on that same post from earlier? All right. Let me go ahead and see. And I love this when y'all get to see here live on the air when I'm doing this stuff and people are doing what I'm doing or doing now what I hate. And there's another out loud thinking. Stop just tagging me to shit, man. Again, if you don't support me, stop tagging me. I don't like this random tags. My wall, because that's why my wall is on approval, because it's not. It's not a promotion tool. Like, matter of fact, how can I get this mother to stop? I don't want to be posted in it. Get me out of it. Get me out of it now. Thank you. That's how we do that. We got removed from it somehow, some way. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But it's ridiculous because people are crazy, man. And I don't know what to say. So, and I see model jobs. I will be hitting up some people as person for this model job for one of the models. Monies, there's money to be made. So, yes. Simple as that, man. I'm kind of crunk. But help make my mom some money. All right. That being said, now that I kind of got out of my little craziness mode, this is a Steady J thought, and this is what I was talking about earlier, something I want to do. So every year what I want to start doing from on my birthday is doing some type of charitable contribution, not necessarily money, but I want to put my time forth to go help somebody. What I'm going to do is, every freaking year on my birthday, I'm going to go above and beyond and make sure I pay attention to you more often than usual. I'm going to do good deeds to people. If I see a person in need, I'm going to help them. hey, you know, if you're hungry, I see a person that's like, hey, I'm looking for food. I'm gonna help you out. I ain't just gonna give you the money. I'm gonna give you some freaking food. There's different stuff, man. If I see a person that need to be, you know, that's going through a tough time, I'm gonna hit them up, inbox them, and let them know everything's gonna be okay, or just let them know what's going on. And I see what Greg said. So yeah, y'all, it's definitely going down, man. It's definitely going down. So I will be going in, and oh, this is crazy. I wanted to kind of go on this post. Someone said, yeah, like when you look at like someone talking about the FBI surveillance drones. Yeah, man, it only be just surveillance drones that come up. I know it's because when they already had these white trucks out there, there used to be a FBI white van one that used to be over here all the time. I was like, who y'all over here watching? Like, it pulls up on the Wi-Fi. Like, y'all can't be, like, I don't understand how they didn't think of that, of being a lot more secure than that. That's a very bad look. Very bad look. So, that's simply what I think about that. So, as a great closing show early, I will be in superhero mode tomorrow. I'm going to be saving some folks. If I see you in trouble, I'm going to reach out to you. So, again, I'm excited. Tomorrow will be my birthday. I'm very thankful, God, for you just allow me to see another year. And I don't take it for granted. I try to make the best of every second. Make the best of every second. And even when I fall short of making the best of every second, I still try my best to just, the next step is go even harder. When you fall back a little bit, just go harder next time, people. That's how you gotta do it. And I also want to thank people that have supported Human Cameras Magazine. It was his second birthday yesterday, and for me, man, this is like really big because this was something that I was really pursuing since high school. Like the radio thing was actually accidental. Really was. The radio thing was accidental. I just wanted to have my own magazine or write for a magazine. And I did in that exact order. I was writing for a few, and then I ended up eventually starting my own due to some encouragement from the same people who I wrote for. And I decided to go forth with it, and then here we are 2 years later, still doing it, and we're still going. And I just thank God every day, man, for allowing me to be able to live out my dream of doing so. And I just, again, I want to thank everyone that has supported it, because you didn't have to, but you did. And that is so much love, because y'all know me. Some people think it's nothing, man, they just go, oh, nothing, man, it's nothing. To me, I get real supportive. When people support me, I'm going to go hard for you. And people tell you that. Like, I'm going to go extra hard when you support me. I'm going to support you just as much. And that's why I do the stuff like support Greg's radio show and promote him and whatnot. That's why I, my boy Ronaldo, big ups to you, bro, with Shanti Apparel, you know, supporting that local business. And I mean, they got good stuff. Like he said the other day, if you got a good business, I'm going to support it, especially if you support me. So, yes, great product. I got to support it. It's great product. I had to get it. That shirt was me all over it. I was going to buy a shirt for something anyway, so why not go support somebody? Why not spend that same money to support someone that just supported me? So I can't wait, man. My package is here. I'm going to be excited. I'm going to be, like, overexcited. Like, people don't understand. I like exclusive stuff. I don't like just being like everyone else. So, and I want to start a trend, like just be a trendsetter, man. People, and then you know, one day be able to look back and say, man, dude, I remember we started that gold mine, and now it's just great to see how people are growing. Like, it's already getting to that point where people are paying attention to my timeline, what this dude is posting for his COVID line. Like, they're paying attention. So, as simple as that, man. Y'all tune to all the shows, man. blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. That's CEBBY, letter J. You can also tune in on the TuneIn app, on the Stitcher app, on iTunes. Type in Dust 5 Radio Network. All right. Therefore, we'll be leaving out, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune to the episode of Life is Just Live. Your boy, Setty J. We out. Peace.